I have to admit something, that I put out false advertising. Because I called this thing the 64 steps, and it's not true. There's only 62. So I guess that's false advertising, but, you know, punish me. The way in which that operates is that the 1 and the 2 and the 63 and the 64 are binaries. They are binary steps that happen at the same time. And when we finally get to the end, to the 63, 64, you can finally get the joke of that. But anyway, it's a binary. So one of the things to understand about the beginning of a cycle and the end of the cycle, that the beginning and the end of the cycles, these are binaries. They're natural binaries. They're beside each other and they're opposite each other in the wheel. The 1 and the 2, the 63 and the 64, you're dealing with very interesting binaries that bring everything together. So the binaries are very important from the beginning and the end. And we're going to start with the 1-2. What's so interesting about the 1-2 is that nothing starts till you get to 3. Which is kind of cute, but it's the truth. Think about one of the oldest mythologies that we have about the nature of God and man and woman is that in the beginning was the Word. And of course, it's hilarious to see that in the beginning is nothing but the desire to find a voice, because that's what the first gate is. I don't know about in the beginning is the Word. What I do know for sure is in the beginning we want to say something. And it's one of the most basic yang drives. It is the drive to penetrate, it is the drive to express, it is the drive to make the individual contribution. In other words, one of the basic ingredients of life is, I have a voice. Now, by the way, that's true. You know, whether it's the wolf baying at the moon or the cow lolling in the field, whatever the case is, one of the ways in which we let the cosmos know that we're here is that we like to make noise. All creatures do the very, very, very best that they can to make noise. You know, I'm here, I'm alive. So one of the most interesting things about the nature of the beginning, that the nature of the beginning is, let's make noise. I find that very funny. We still do, and we do it really well. We have the cacophony of an incredible Babylon from every kind of whatever. We put up so much noise that it's already deep in space. We're a noisy lot. And when you think about that, that's the whole nature of the yang. The whole nature of the yang is, here I am, let me tell you something. Now, of course, the irony of that is that if you take the one and you isolate it in a vacuum, you have the most cruel punishment of all. This is death. You know, there's nobody to hear the voice. There's nobody to even get to a throat to. But there's something even funnier about that. See that first gate sitting there alone in the G center? This is a projected gate. It's waiting for its voice to be recognized. You see, the image of the yang is bang. You know, there's the yang, go penetrating, bang, bang. But the truth is that what's balanced against that is, who is going to see me so I can get my voice out? In other words, the yang is designed to long for the yin. You know, when they were sitting out there in their different spaces, in the illusion of the cosmos, the yang was out there vibrating and saying, where's my yin? Where's my yin? Where's my yin? And of course, it's never stopped. It's one of the most fundamental and basic programs that we have. Is to find the other, to bond with the other, only to be able to do one thing. After all, who do you talk to the most? Is the person that you think you love. You know? I mean, after all, you know, most human beings, other than freaks like me who spend my time talking to strangers and says nothing at home, you know, most human beings love to be with somebody because they can say to them, look, I've had a bad day today. Let me tell you about my bad day. You see, without that, it's all a hook. Eh? Please understand, the hook begins at the very, 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 very beginning. In the beginning is the hook. The yang says, I want to express myself, but I can only do that through you. Where are you? Where are you? And it says something about the way we're programmed, is that we are programmed to find the binary irresistible. And we are programmed to recognize that without the binary, nothing works. So the biggest problem that human beings have is the binary. You know, it's my old joke about love. If you wake up every morning and you see the same face, it must be love. You know, it's just geometry. It isn't anything else. We make up all kinds of stuff about it. But it's just geometry. It's very important to see something. You know, our ability to be able to be creative, because this is the root of all creativity, is that our creativity does not exist without the other. And it is the beginning of understanding that we belong to a whole, and that eventually, at some point, we can transcend our deep concerns about our personal lives to get to a point to realize the greater life. So in the beginning is voicelessness. And in the beginning is a voicelessness that says, I'm not complete without the other. Now remember, this is a binary. They start together, otherwise there's no beginning. Neither the yin nor the yang can be alone. They have different reasons for connecting to the other in the program, but they come together. It is the complete beginning. It is the whole core of everything. Of course, as you'll see, what it leads to is difficulty at the beginning, which is only natural, which you would never see in the mechanics of the wheel because it doesn't work that way. So in the beginning, what we really have is a need to express ourselves, but the recognition that we can't express ourselves unless somebody wants to hear our voice. Somebody's got to be there to hear the voice.